Hello again. This is Ruth from Mango Tours, and what I'm talking about today is the lodges that tour operators use in Africa and all over the world. There are some lodges that are really good. They welcome everyone. And there are some lodges that are weird. Should I say weird? Because when I bring my clients, I expect to be with them when I'm eating or having dinner with them. Or, you know, because I know they have questions and they need answers. So they're in this new place, they're adventuring, and they want the local, who's me, the guide, to, you know, fill them in whatever questions they have. So this is what I'm going to talk about: the lodges that don't accept guides to sit with the clients. I think that is part of why their businesses are going down. Because if I am a tour operator and my guide comes back and tells me that they were refusing me to see the clients while they were at the lodge, I don't think I can ever use that lodge again, because to me I feel like there's something that is not right. Maybe they are, I don't know, it's weird. I don't want to sound negative, but I would prefer for my clients to sit with the guides, you know. So I'm thinking for the lodges or accommodations, I think they would really look at that sensitive matter, because that's the start of your downfall, you know. People are not always bad-hearted, or even if they were bad-hearted, as long as they are surrounded with good-hearted people, maybe they would change. Because I don't think there is any human being who can be bad-hearted apart from the circumstances that change them, you know, the lives they live, the way they grow up. So the way they are nurtured, you know, no child is born with hate. That's what I know. So to me, I feel like hate is so stupid. Sorry to say that word, but it's so stupid. Again,